Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
This is an extraordinary story being written today in America by this administration as I step all over my coat. Good thing my mom's not around.
You know, your thoughts on his job. Has he done a good job, do you think?
Hey, first of all, it's not my job to give him a report card.
Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
You can change the direction of the country.
It is one of the most unbelievable election cycles I have ever witnessed.
Ignition sequence has started.
T-minus 50 days until Election Day. Cast your vote on November 8th.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. So we have some developments out of the Senate race in Pennsylvania, but we'll get them from Dr. Oz in a minute. One of them is this guy Fetterman does not want to have a debate until like a week and a half before Election Day, October 25th. Now, this is now a strategy among almost every Democrat running for either the Senate or in a gubernatorial race. They get these tens of millions of dollars and they run these ad campaigns. They basically stay in their basement because they can't defend any of Joe Biden's policies. And when they do come out, they don't want to answer any questions of the media and they avoid the media as much as they can. And in many cases, never answer a real media question. And it's just gotten out of control and the media's not doing any vetting at all. Now, in the case of, you know, John Fetterman, we've had some time now to really vet this guy just on this one issue of crime. As the lieutenant governor, he oversees the state's board of pardons. And he, by the way, wants to get rid of a third of the prison population, including violent criminals, which I will explain in a minute. And he threatened a run against the AG, Josh Shapiro, for governor if he didn't increase the number of pardons. I mean, you're going to abuse your power. You must increase the number of pardons or else I'm going to run against you. All right. This guy's got a pretty healthy ego. That's another issue on the side. And he said you reduce it by a third, meaning people's penalties, you're taking what conservatively $900 million a year that could be spent on schools, roads, etc. Statistically, we know we age out of crime. We age out of crime. And the recidivism rate for juvenile lifers is less than 1%. It's astronomically small. Anyway, so this is what he's been advocating for, releasing prison inmates, even violent criminals. Now, I'll give you the case of Wayne Covington. And
Anyway, so as a Democratic Senate candidate, he as lieutenant governor, voted to free a convicted murderer who killed an 18-year-old for heroin money. The guy was sentenced to life in prison. He shot an 18-year-old to get money to buy heroin. And in 2021, Fetterman was the only member of the Board of Pardons, which he chairs as lieutenant governor, to vote to commute this guy's sentence. I mean, it's insane. Now, many of us know about the case of Danny Faulkner. You might remember because Fetterman is apparently a friend of this guy. Mr. Faulkner was a police officer killed by Mumia Abu-Jamal. You know, free Mumia, you've seen the T-shirts, etc. We brought this issue up many times. Anyway, and when he was on the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons, placing a supporter of the former Black Panther at an office, Fetterman said it, called it his bully pulpit for criminal justice reform. That's what he called it at the time. And then Fetterman in January tapped this other person, Celeste Trusty, to serve as secretary of the board, which Fetterman oversees as lieutenant governor. And Trusty is Fetterman's campaign political director, longtime prison reform activist who wanted to disarm the police. It doesn't get any more extreme. Now, the widow of police officer Daniel Faulkner, Maureen Faulkner, we've interviewed her before. She slammed Pennsylvania State Senate candidate Fetterman for his appointment of Celeste Trusty. And Officer Faulkner was killed during a routine traffic stop in downtown Philly. Numerous eyewitnesses, by the way. And he was sentenced to death. His sentence was reduced to life in prison without parole. But there's Fetterman, appointed this woman to the State Board of Pardons in January. And she tweeted her support for Abu-Jamal, saying, "I love Mumia. He's my buddy. He's like an uncle to a bunch of my friends who are on the row with him." And then Faulkner called the comments by Trusty about Abu-Jamal infuriating. Can you blame her? Is there anything else more infuriating than allowing murderers to go out free? You have another case. Fetterman voted to free another murderer who hacked an innocent man to death with garden shears. This guy's name's Charles Zeke Goldblum, sentenced to life in prison, killing a man with garden shears in a parking garage in downtown Pittsburgh. Later trying to hire a hitman to kill his accomplice and the brutal murder. Another guy, Raymond Johnson. This guy, Fetterman, helped free this guy, convicted murderer known as the son of the devil. I told you about him in the last week or so. What is this guy? Is he representing the murderers of Pennsylvania? Is that what his campaign is to be run on? We wouldn't know because he hasn't answered any real questions from the press, and he barely gets out of the house. And he now doesn't want to debate Dr. Oz until October 25th. But yet tens of millions of dollars in negative ads, frankly full of lies and smears and slander, are being dumped on Oz's head. I don't even recognize Oz, and I've known him for a long time when I see these ads, because they're all BS. Anyway, Dr. Oz is here with an update. I've never met anybody more pro-criminal in my life than this guy.
He is the most pro-murderer candidate in America. It's stunning. He puts the criminals above the innocent incessantly. Maureen Faulkner, you mentioned her, an angel. Her husband at a young age is murdered ruthlessly. It wasn't even about Mumia Abu-Jamal. Faulkner was doing his job with actually Jamal's brother. Mumia comes up apparently, allegedly, not even allegedly, he was convicted, shot him in cold blood. There's no argument about whether he murdered Faulkner. But yet you read the stuff, you think, oh, I must be innocent because they're saying this kind of stuff. And this woman, Celeste, Celeste Trusty, that Fetterman appointed to the parole board, must be terminated. I mean, it makes no sense to put someone on the parole board. And this person, she was a political appointee because she used to work in his campaign, as you point out. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. He hired two men convicted of murder, sentenced to life in prison. So again, I'm going to be scared. A jury finds him guilty. The judge sentences them. And Fetterman thinks he's smarter than all those guys. He's going to go in there and parole them. And you point out the fact that he picked a fight with Josh Shapiro, who was the attorney general running for governor. Now, it's a very politically charged issue. And I'll give you one more that you didn't mention. There's this guy named John David Brookins. He killed his girlfriend's mother, listen to this, with scissors, stabbed her to death, right? But Fetterman says, well, geez, he teaches yoga now. It doesn't square with me that a man who's now doing yoga and has a horticultural degree would kill his girlfriend's mother. It doesn't square with me, quote unquote. So he actually argued to release him from prison, and Shapiro put his foot down and said no. But this is the guy I'm running against. I mean, what is he talking about? I just came back from a full day, working with issues around crime in Philadelphia, and it is the same recurrent theme. People are not doing their job. They're not allowed to do their job. They're being told that we're doing a new experiment. And I'll tell you, the denizens of Philadelphia do not want to be a part of one massive social experiment where they pay the price for white woke people gambling with their lives.
You know, you were out and about in around the Philly suburbs today, and I started reading about the things that you've done, and you started an organization, I'd never heard about this, Health Corps, 20 years ago. You've raised $80 million to mentor millions of at-risk teens and create a pathway for more minorities to become medical doctors. I never heard of that before.
I'm passionate about at-risk kids. We all should be. I mean, it's the most important investment we can all make. The kids of the future, they always will be. We all love our kids more than anything else. Let's put our money and our emotions into the right place. And this is a program that I'm very proud of because it works. And here's the trade-off. You know, you just teach young people to have confidence in their ability to show up in their own lives. And we focus on health because if you control your own body, you control the world outside of it. You know this. Your martial arts expertise reinforces that. How much mentoring can you do teaching a young teenager who's impressionable about martial arts versus drugs? That's what they're telling me downtown. The reason Health Corps works all over the country is because kids are craving mentoring. Instead, we're giving them excuses not to do things. We're telling them, you know what, we're going to legalize all drugs. Fetterman said that. Well, you tell a 16, 17-year-old kid drugs are legal, they're decriminalized, go ahead and try. He wants heroin injection sites. You know, in Kensington, which is, it used to be a pretty reasonable part of the city of Philadelphia, it is the largest open-air drug market in America. You have basically given freedom to pushers to keep addicts hooked for decades. And walking through there, you see the divinity in their eyes, right? The little divine spark that you and I have been speaking about. It's in their eyes. It's there, but it's sort of going out. It's being extinguished by continuous, unending addiction to heroin and fentanyl now. One of the women I was with, Jessica is her name, you know, a beautiful woman who kept her mask on because she's lost all her teeth. That's what happens with drugs. And last week, she died, basically. She went out. They managed to give her Narcan, got her back to life again. And instead of feeling the joy of once again tasting life, she felt darkness. She felt like she was grabbed out of the salvation of death. Today I got her in the rehab, in the detox. But you need to care about caring, which is what a lot of the radical left does. But you got to also care about fixing. As a surgeon, if I tell you I'm holding your hands as you die, well, that's not so good. I mean, I got to actually do something about it so we don't end up with a bad outcome. And that's what I would do as a senator from Pennsylvania.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I mean, I can't believe this guy has been as unvetted as any candidate out there. And then he doesn't want to debate until, like, you know, a week and a half before Election Day. And voting starts today in Pennsylvania. We'll have more on the radical. He's more radical than Bernie Sanders, John Fetterman. When we come back, more with Dr. Oz on the other side. And your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, thanks to your love and support of all things My Pillow. The original My Slippers, by the way, are now almost completely sold out. And because of this, Mike Lindell is now launching brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. Now, this is only for a limited time. The slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They have breathable fabric, so you can wear it all year round. The slides, the sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to their patented impact gel. And Mike guarantees that they will be the most comfortable footwear that you will ever own, guaranteed, or your money back, a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Anyway, this offer won't be around long. Just go to MyPillow.com, go to the Sean Hannity Square, and or just give them a call and mention my name, 800-919-6090, and either these will be the most comfortable footwear you own, or you get your money back, no questions asked. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.
Reaching over 675 stations across this great nation.
We'll do the media's job, and we'll give you information you're not going to get anywhere else.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink. under the thumb of the IRS and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign-up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe.
And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Final moments with Dr. Oz, and then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to join us. So you're dealing with a guy in a hoodie with tattoos that is, we now know, a trust fund brat. Never worked a real job in his life. We know that when he was mayor of a small town in Pennsylvania, Braddock, he showed up, he missed 50 city council meetings. That's a lot. We know as mayor, he once chased down the street an innocent African-American jogger and stuck a shotgun in his face. Even he acknowledged it was probably illegal. Now, he was attacking you over the fact that, well, you've worked hard all your life and you've achieved some success, which I don't think is a negative. I think that's actually a positive, and that you own property. Well, it turns out he owns six properties. Now, one property, apparently his sister sold to him for a dollar because he certainly hasn't worked a job to save money. So now we find out he owns these other six properties, and then we find out that there's liens all over his financial records. What's all that about?
Well, the hypocrisy here is he's been a huge advocate for raising middle-class taxes because he's never worked, as you point out. There's no hard it is to make ends meet. So while he's boasting about the fact that he's going to raise taxes, and he's actually done it, right, and advocated for it at the federal level, he has 67 liens, tax liens on his property. Now, this is the listeners out there. How many of you have 67 liens? I don't have any liens that I'm aware of. Right. So normally you pay your taxes because they're a bummer. You don't want to do it. But, you know, hopefully people use it correctly.
By the way, they wouldn't even give any conservative any break on their property taxes. You'd either pay that day or they take you down in handcuffs and book you.
Well, speaking of that, this guy last week wrote an op-ed piece where he argued that he would weaponize the Justice Department to go after energy executives because he thinks they're gouging the public on energy prices. And I'm thinking, you fool. You created this problem with your energy rules that have banned drilling, hindered the ability to build pipelines. You literally are hurting the industry, then blaming the people in the industry. And by the way, if anyone's upset about this, please go to DrOz.com and support me, because Fetterman is getting a fortune sent to him primarily from the coast, from elite people who don't know him. They just want the 51st Senate seat. I actually can't believe any Democrat would vote for the guy if they actually understood what he was about. He's so far outside the mainstream Pennsylvania values that we usually use to pick folks. But when you buy the election, you create a hologram, a fictional character. And so he's not campaigning, Sean, is part of a larger game.
This guy's record speaks for itself. This is a guy, you know, that wants the moratorium on fracking. That's an $81 billion industry for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He wants no restrictions at all whatsoever on abortion. If you look at, I went over his record on, he wants to free every criminal just about that he meets, which is unbelievable to me. Supported Black Lives Matter, wants safe injection sites for heroin, wants to decriminalize even hard drugs. You're right. He wants to prosecute oil companies and grocery CEOs, which is insane. He wants Pennsylvania to be a sanctuary state. I can't say one good thing about this guy. I've never seen a guy go unvetted like this in my life. And I vetted Obama when nobody else would. But he got at least a fraction of the vetting that Fetterman's gotten. Fetterman's gotten nothing. And now he gets to not debate you till October 25th. We have only a minute.
Real quickly, he wasn't the selection of the Democratic Party. They're mortified by him. Nobody wants him to be the next senator from Pennsylvania. The game plan here is very simple for him. Avoid debating. I bet you canceled at the last second as well. We have to hold him accountable. And so for all the people who have absentee ballots to get mailed today, I would suggest that you either vote for me because he should not be rewarded for not debating. It's not really a debate. It's like a fictional debate. It's just, with closed captioning and rehearsals and all kinds of stuff going on, plus not enough time and only one and so late. So penalize him. Either, hold your ballot, make him prove he can answer questions. Forget about me. He hasn't answered the questions of the press. What I did today, a big press conference, lots of reporters, any question they wanted, he has never done that once. And I do it continuously.
Just unbelievable. And now we're talking about 6 weeks from now, he'll debate you just before the election. So he wants to run out the clock. It's obvious. He's not up to the task. Dr. Oz, we'll continue to follow this. You've been making great strides in the polls. I hope the people of Pennsylvania are paying very, very close attention because this will be Bernie Sanders on steroids and human growth hormone. Appreciate you being with us, sir. Thank you. 800-941-SHAWN is our number.
Them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Let's hit our busy phones. Is it Jeannie is in Florida, the free state of Florida. Your governor will be on Hannity tonight. I hope you'll be watching.
Oh, I will be watching. Sean, I just want to let you know that it has been on my bucket list for 3 years to speak with you, and I've tried on and off. So I just really feel honored and privileged to be on your program today. Thank you for the voice that you have for so many of us that don't really have a voice.
Well, you make it my day. Thank you. And you know what? The only way we can save this country is with all of you. Everybody's got to be a spoke in the wheel. We're all equally important in that aspect. And my job is to bring news information that you won't get anywhere else or very few places. And then hopefully, this army of deputized listeners can go out there and we can save the country and get back on track. I mean, because they're not going to change their policies. They have to be fired. They deserve to be fired.
Absolutely. They need to look at what our wonderful, great governor, Governor DeSantis has done, and he's just set the standard so high. I don't know if anybody could, match him. This border issue and with all these migrants, I mean, we don't have the resources for this, Sean, and they just keep coming over and over. And, I love what Governor DeSantis said, Washington didn't do anything when 53, died in the back of a semi, and he gave several examples today. But you take these, I fly them into Martha's Vineyard, and now, they want to, have something to say. They have to understand that there are people right here in our country. I don't dislike anyone, but we need to take care of our own people. And what country doesn't have borders? What country? Everyone does. And we need to fight for this. We need to let them know that this has got to stop. And because it's so sad for them. Look at the reality of how they're living. They were come over here and have a life, and it's not turning out that way. So,
listen, I'm for legal immigration. We've gone over this. It's amazing. I love BizPak Review had a great piece how the migrants were praising DeSantis for sending them to Martha's Vineyard. Telemundo's Cristina Londano, I think is how you say her name, told Jose Diaz-Balart about the migrants and their reaction to Martha's Vineyard. Quote, most of them didn't know Martha's Vineyard existed when they were brought there. And by the time they were moved to the military base in Cape Cod, they had new clothes, new cell phones. They had talked to lawyers for the first time, and they were actually brought to paradise is how they felt. The point that Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott are making, and I won't speak for them, but the things that they've said are obvious. You're dealing with 0.00001% of what Texas is dealing with every single day and other border states are dealing with every single day. And then you have these flights in the dark of night to obscure airports They're dropping a ton of people off at Westchester Airport, Long Island's MacArthur Airport, but they're not dropping people at airports like JFK or LaGuardia or Newark because they don't want to get caught. So they're doing it on purpose. And Joe has been doing this for a year and a half. And Ron DeSantis sends 50 people and they're talking about arresting him and putting him in prison and charging him for human trafficking. I'm like, okay, but you got to go after the president first because he started it. And the reality is they claim to be sanctuary until it ends up in their backyard. Then they're calling the National Guard in like Muriel Bowser did. And they're demanding $50 million. And they're demanding that they can't possibly handle a few busloads. Well, welcome to Texas's reality, because that's what Joe Biden has done to the country. And it's hurt states like Texas. And the people of Texas are paying for all of this, or a good portion of it. Joe Biden's not paying anything for it. Anyway, Jeannie, you didn't sound nervous at all. You did great, and look forward to having your governor on TV tonight. Thank you for being with us. Dennis is in the great state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth. What's up, Dennis? How are you? Glad you called.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me on the program. And, of course, two of my big issues, of course, is Fetterman. And I'm in lower part of what they call Bucks County, Lower Bucks, a very, I'd say, conservative area. Everybody I talk to, nobody can believe that somebody would vote for this guy. And I was listening to Mehmet Oz a little while ago. And one of the things is, you know, keep embarrassing this guy by going to the people who watch the conservative news are not the people you got to convince. It's the people who watch the other news networks are the ones that need to hear this stuff. And it seems to me that if he can relentlessly bombard them with why aren't you debating something on that lines, would tentatively force them into doing something, I would think.
Well, you know, the problem we have is, and we saw this in 2020, is when a candidate hides and has the media on their side, and the media won't ask Fetterman a single question, and they're letting him get away with hiding. That's a problem for the people of Pennsylvania. And then to allow this guy to give all of these accommodations for debating, but you don't debate before voting starts. Voting starts in your state, Pennsylvania, today. Fetterman won't debate for six more weeks. That is not fair to the people of Pennsylvania. I don't know what percentage of the vote will be early. Maybe it's 50%, but that can tip any election. It's just not fair to the people of Pennsylvania. And the media, they're not... No, all right. The Washington Post said, and others, the Philly Inquirer have said he should debate, but they're not pushing the issue as hard as they should. And they should be demanding answers. This guy is radical on abortion, no limits, wants a moratorium on fracking. That's Pennsylvania's entire economy. It will blow up. That's number two. This is a guy that chased literally an innocent African-American jogger and stuck a gun in his face. No consequences for this guy. This is a guy that has let out one murderer after another on the board of pardons. He wants to literally open up the jails in the state of Pennsylvania and let people go free. He wants safe shooting zones for heroin. This guy wants to decriminalize even hard drugs. And nobody's asked him any questions about this. Now, I'm passionate about it because what I see unfolding, unfortunately, is the potential for this guy to skate below the radar, and Pennsylvania can end up electing the single most radical senator in the country. He's not in touch with the people and the values of the people of Pennsylvania. I can tell you that right now. And he's to the left of Bernie Sanders, and he endorsed Bernie Sanders. So I just, yes. And it's happening all over the country. This is not yes. uncommon. And then meanwhile, Oz is out there answering every question the media throws at him, every gotcha question they got every minute of the day.
Yeah, we all get that. Okay. Again, constantly hitting the other media with why aren't they doing this? Him going, you know, either his people or something calling the media, you know, we want to debate. They keep having people call in, have some kind of campaign of people just bombarding these the leftist media, okay, to the point they cannot ignore it. Okay,
Listen, and this comes off, I had a great conversation recently with Dave McCormick, who ran a very good campaign against Dr. Oz. He's united behind Dr. Oz. Same with Jeff Bartos. Same with all the other candidates. And it, you have an opportunity to elect somebody that I know is an America First, Make America Great Again conservative, or you're going to get the most radical senator in the country. That's what you will own. And I just fear that most people, there's not enough people that are really understanding just how out of touch this guy is. Never mind his physical health and his, you know, the idea that he gets closed captioning for a debate, the idea that he doesn't have to answer questions, the idea that he gets to push off a debate after half the vote is in is insanity to me. This is, that's not fair to the people of Pennsylvania. Let's just start there. Anyway, wow. Dennis, thank you, my friend. You bring up a lot of good points. All right, let's head out to the People's Socialist Republic known as California. Levko is with us. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. You know, your governor is in desperate need of attention. Poor Gavin. Gavin's dying to be president. You know that, right?
I know that. He saved the country, you know.
How's that?
He made it to where we all have to drive electrical cars here in California. So now we can no longer travel into the country. So he's basically isolated California from the rest of the country, saving the world.
And then California gave out, you know, instructions to people. Please don't charge your electric vehicles. The grid can't handle the charging of electric vehicles. So I'm like, oh, that was a brilliant idea. So you're going to pay on average.
Yeah, we had 2 days of no power here a little bit ago.
So you're going to pay $22,000 more for your electric vehicle that they demand you get. Then 90% of the power grid is still fossil fuel driven, coal, gas, and oil. And so you're going to be charging it with fossil fuels, which makes me laugh. Then you got to, you know, pound Mother Earth and pillage it with big, heavy equipment run by diesel and mine out all the cobalt, all the nickel and manganese and all the other minerals that you need to build the batteries for these electric vehicles. And then you can't charge them during certain hours, so that means you can't drive your vehicle when you want to drive your vehicle. That makes a lot of sense. Brilliant idea, Gavin. You're a genius.
No, then he's going to close down our last power plant here, a nuclear power plant. I mean, it's crazy what's going on.
Well, it is. But you know what? You have an option. You can get out of there, Levko. You got other states are calling, like the free state of Florida. Anyway, my friend, thank you. Keith is from Florida, the free state. What's going on? Keith, your governor will be on Hannity tonight. What's going on?
I can't wait to watch. I can't watch it tonight. I'm working, but I'll watch the rerun on the stream.
Oh, perfect. That's good. That counts. That's good.
I answered my questions. Yeah, that's very good.
Just set your DVR, and then you can watch it whenever you want. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, you kind of answered all my questions. My questions was about Fetterman, and I was kind of hearing around here. Of course, I live in Orlando. It's quite left here. How Oz wasn't going to debate him, and I'm like, nah, let me call Sean. He pretty much straight knows everything about it. But that answered my questions. He definitely wants to debate him, and Fetterman's running to the hills as usual.
Well, you know, this is what's happening. He's running scared. All these candidates. I mean, think about this. You've got this guy, what's his name? Raphael Warnock. He doesn't want to debate Herschel Walker, and he wants to put off the debate as long as possible also. We talked to Carrie Lake. She's running for governor in Arizona. Her opponent doesn't want to debate at all. You got this lunatic running against Ron Johnson, and this guy, Mandela Barnes is his name, doesn't want to debate either. None of them want to debate, but then, you know, all these negative ads running that are full of lies and falsehoods, and then they don't want to debate. They're all following the same Joe Biden hide in the basement bunker strategy. And so far, the media is fine with it because they think that's going to help them and assist them in beating a Republican. And look at the state of the country. Could you answer how are Joe's policies on inflation? Are you happy with Joe's policies on energy? Are you happy with his policies on the border? Are you happy with Democrats and their defund, no bail, dismantle the police ideology? I don't think most people are.
And I don't understand why a lot of these lefts are following it. I mean, they can't be happy. It's got to be hurting them in their pocketbook as well as us. I kind of see the same thing here in Florida with the governor's race. Charlie Crist, I think he's going to run for the hills and not debate him.
Charlie Crist is just, with all due respect to him, I mean, I don't think he wakes up on any given day and he puts his finger in the air. Maybe I'll be a Republican today. Maybe an independent. Maybe I'll be a Democrat again. Let me go back to being a Democrat. I don't think he has much credibility with the people of Florida, nor does Val Demings either. And I think both Ron DeSantis and Marco Rubio will do fine in their races. I can't imagine a scenario where either would lose, but I don't take that for granted either. I really don't. I take nothing for granted. Anyway, appreciate it. Thanks, Keith. John is in Texas. John, how are you?
I'm doing well today, Sean. Thank you for taking my call.
Another free state, the free state of Texas.
Absolutely. I was curious about your opinion. I find it interesting that as you referred to Fetterman as Bernie 2.0, nobody's endorsing him. The Squad, the AOC, none of them are endorsing him. Why do you think that is?
Would you want to endorse somebody with that atrocious background and record as he's got?
Absolutely not, but that's what they stand for.
That's what they say they stand for. That's their stated position. You know, the thing is this would be the most radical. By the way, the same thing with this Mandela Barnes guy. He's really hardcore left. Same thing with Raphael Warnock. He's a radical leftist. Tim Ryan is a phony. He's running in the state of Ohio against J.D. Vance. Another phony. I mean, they're all over the country, and they're all hiding, and they all don't want to debate. And the media's given them a pass as usual. So we got 50 days to get our act together. And in states, early voting, like today, Pennsylvania starts early mail-in voting. And it's frustrating because you know that the media is complicit. Look at what they did in 2016. They ran with the Russian dossier lie that Hillary paid for. They ran with it. It all turned out to be untrue. And look at what they did in 2020. They hid Hunter Biden's laptop and one voice in unison, Democrats, the media mob, oh, no, no, that's likely Russian disinformation. Nope, it ended up all being true. So I put nothing past these people. They all need to be fired in 50 days. It's up to you. I'm only one vote.
America listens to Sean Hannity. And he's on right now.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Tonight, Hannity, 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Ron DeSantis, the governor of the free state of Florida, will join us. We have Sarah Carter in Martha's Vineyard there. We're going to get reaction from her. Glenn Youngkin, the new governor of Virginia, is out campaigning for a lot of Republican candidates. Newt Gingrich on how Republicans can have a wave election year. Kayleigh McEnany, Clay Travis, Mike Huckabee, all coming up, 9 Eastern, Hannity, set your DVR on Fox. You don't want to miss this show. Ron DeSantis, and we're in Martha's Vineyard. And we have an announcement tonight. We'll tell you about that. Anyway, see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making the show possible.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Gold Co. is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.